LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What a beautiful, blessed Sunday that we get to share via cyberspace. Let's raise your vibration. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, to inject peace, love, positivity, light, happiness, joy, laughter, abundance, excitement, and ultimate joy into your life. We've dedicated our lives to the sole purpose of assisting all that are vibrational equivalent to receiving this information. This world that we live in right now is a crazy place. There's a lot going on, as you probably already know, when it comes to our sociological structures, our economic structures. And this show is a platform, it's a basis for you to tap into, to remind yourself of why you're here in the first place. To not get too caught up in the, what we like to call the matrix of your reality. And to make sure that you're staying tuned in, tapped in, and turned on with your source, in the words of the great Abraham Hicks. Welcome to the show, I'm your host Davey. And I love doing this. I love talking to you guys, I love receiving your emails. I love receiving your calls when we open the phone lines. You know, I've been breaking down certain facets of my life and looking at myself in a different way than I ever have before. So I wanted to share with the masses, with you, actually. I wanted to share this idea that was inspired to me by our one and only Dr. Michelle. She's not going to be joining us on the show today, but this concept was inspired by a great conversation that we had. So as you know, Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11's on the couch, every Friday at 11 on the couch, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. Make sure to check her out. She's awesome. We were having a conversation last week, and she was sharing some concepts with me. She was sharing with me this idea of self-destruction. Now, she was sharing with me how people choose to self-destruct when they feel like they're a victim to their exterior circumstances. So today's show is going to be based on, by the words of Dr. Michelle, quote, beating the bully inside, unquote. So this idea of beating the bully inside is so profound because it seems like there is this little internal voice that's kind of bullying us a lot of the time. But it's us just not being in alignment with our source. It's us not being in alignment with the knowingness of the power of creation that flows to us and through us in each and every moment. And it's us just not properly utilizing our thoughts in a way that's most productive to serve our highest and greatest good. But how do we do that? That's a whole reconfiguration of our minds. It's a whole reconfiguration of the way we approach our life. So this show is dedicated to learning how to overcome those self-destructive thoughts that might and probably do enter your head on a daily basis. And if it's not a daily basis, it might happen on a weekly basis, and then you're doing better. Soon enough, it might happen on a monthly basis, but then you learn how to catch it, and you pick yourself up real quick. See, it's not bad that we recognize the contrasting experiences in our reality. It's not bad at all. That's one of the greatest blessings of this life, is to be able to look at something and say, I don't choose that for myself. I choose the opposite. And so many people that grew up in struggling homes became to be so successful. That's another reason why so many people that grew up in struggling homes came to be not so successful. It's all a state of mind. It's a choice. You get to choose whether to feed that inner bully or whether to kind of let it go. And when those thoughts come in, learn the structured way to focus your energy, focus your thoughts, focus your momentum in a way, in a pattern that serves everything that you want to be. Now, when I say serves everything that you want to be, what I am alluding to is every single thought that you think has a vibrational equivalent. You've heard me say that many times on the show. Well, what does that mean? Well, every thought that you think is manifesting in your physical reality. Every expectation that you have upon yourself, upon others around you, tends to manifest. And if it doesn't, let's say you have an expectation to receive something good and it's not coming and it's not coming and it's not coming, don't lose that excitement. Don't let that float away. And don't let that inner bully start telling you what you did wrong. Because here's the thing, whether you feel like you did wrong or not, there's nothing that you can do to go back in time and change it. All you can do is change your present state of consciousness, which will therefore shift the way that you feel about the past. Shift the way that you feel about forgiving yourself for certain things that you've done. So forgiveness plays a really big part in this idea of conquering this inner bully, of conquering those self-destructive thoughts that tend to cause quite a bit of trial and tribulation throughout your life. Now, life is a wild ride, as you guys already know. If you're living in this physical experience, you've probably already had enough experiences to prove to you that this is a pretty wild ride. There's a lot going on here. And the times that we're in here on planet Earth, we've never been in such malleable states. So your reality, I'm just going to give a quick recap. We talked about this last week, just this idea, this concept, quick recap. Your reality is projecting what your consciousness is perceiving. So everything that you think of and everything that you put your energy and momentum towards within your consciousness, you start to manifest in your reality. You ever think about someone, you haven't thought about them in a year, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 20, and then the next day you get a call from them. Well, that's not just random. People call it random. People give it up to saying, oh, it's random. But random is actually just a word for something being so complexly intertwined with your vibration and with your reality that it manifests so quickly that the human brain doesn't know how to process it. So we say, oh, it's random. No, it's not random. It's synchronous. Now, there's a quantum shift between the word random and synchronicity. Random is by outside of your chance, just super, oh, that's random. Random is something that is out of the ordinary that you didn't necessarily expect, but maybe you've been thinking about it and you're like, oh, that's random, right? Synchronicity is understanding how your thoughts are in alignment with the universe responding to your thoughts, actions, expectations about yourself, about your reality, and about those people that surround you. So when you can shift from randomness into synchronicity, that's when you can kind of make a quantum shift in your consciousness and start recognizing when you beat yourself up. So you think about something over and over and over and over and over again every single day for a week, 6 months, 5 years, whatever it may be, a lifetime, 30 years. And all of a sudden, these thoughts start to crystallize in your reality. When I say crystallize, I mean manifest. When your thoughts crystallize, they literally, the translation of a thought crystallizing is enough momentum within that thought for it to manifest. Everything in our reality is a crystallization of our thoughts. Think about that. Everything in our reality, according to quantum physics, everything in our reality is a crystallization of what we focus on. Just like a crystal takes millions of years to form, same with our thoughts, except there's no time within our consciousness. Our consciousness can only perceive the now moment. We also talked about that. But today, we're going to be talking about certain techniques, certain tools that you can use to overcome those self-destructive thoughts and those self-destructive patterns. So first and foremost, one of the greatest things that we beat ourselves up on is we have this image of who we think we should be. And then we compare it to our current state. We compare it to our exterior circumstances. We say, well, I should be the guy that has this, or the girl that has this, or that does this, or that's happy, or that feels this way. But in my current state, I am not. So instead of doing something about it, I'm just going to dwell on how shitty life is. That's what a lot of us tend to do. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It just doesn't get you anywhere. There's nothing wrong. Now, this is another concept. Keep in mind, these self-destructive thoughts and these self-destructive patterns, once again, there's nothing wrong with them unless you're hurting another being, then intentionally doing something to hurt someone else is, I would call that wrong. I would call that way out of alignment with your source, very low and dense energy. Because once you understand the laws of quantum physics, not that I'm a quantum physics master, but I've studied it and I understand the laws of attraction, the laws of vibration, the laws of frequency, the laws of momentum, the laws of magnetism. It's the same laws that keep our planets in perfect alignment in our solar system, and our solar system in a perfect alignment with our galaxy, and our galaxy in a perfect alignment with other galaxies. It's the reason why we have life on Earth. It's due to these laws. A sustainable habitat for intelligent consciousness, intelligent beings, to live their lives and to operate and do so as they choose. This is governed by these laws. So just as our planet is governed by laws of magnetism, laws of vibration, laws of momentum, in the exact same way, our consciousness, our minds, are governed by these same laws. So when you put your consciousness in a program that says over and over and over again, I should be doing this, I should be this person, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, you're literally telling the universe through your power of creation, through your power of magnetism, also known as law of attraction, you're literally telling the universe, I don't have that yet, and I'm not in a vibrational space to receiving it. But when you learn to conjure the emotion of what it would feel like to be, do, and have anything and everything that you wish to experience, little by little, you will start to see your reality shift. The people around you will act differently. The people that you've known your entire lives will treat you differently. All of these facets start slowly, but yet very quickly breaking down. And once again, that speed is all dependent upon our level of alignment. If we truly believe that we deserve something, we must learn how to eradicate those self-destructive thoughts. We must learn to conquer that bully inside by giving him love, or her love. I know this is really cliche, but love is the answer to everything. Learn to love unconditionally, and once you learn how to love unconditionally, those around you will feel the vibration that you emit, and they must respond to your newfound vibration. So if there's people in your life that reinforce this feeling of you're not doing the right thing, or you should be doing this, or you should be this, or you should be that, or you should have that, understand that they are a reflection of your own thoughts. And when you shift your consciousness, when you shift your emotional state of being into feeling as if you already are, it is quantum law that the universe must respond accordingly. Now you say, Dave, I get a lot of emails, which I love. Keep them coming. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. I get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, Dave, I've tried applying some of your concepts and I still haven't gotten what I was expecting. Well, the reason that I'm receiving that email in the first place is because they still don't believe within themselves that they're worthy of creating it, that they're worthy of experiencing it. Maybe there's some old guilt that they're holding on to, so they don't think that they deserve it. Or maybe there's some old just programming that we were told by our parents, that we're told by their 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 parents, that you need to be a certain way, or you need to have a certain this or that. But as you choose to make the conscious decision and the conscious choice to let go, release those negative thought patterns, you all of a sudden allow for the shift within your mind to receiving all of these things that you talked about that you wanted. But the way to do it is to stop bullying yourself. Stop beating up on yourself. And you're like, well, how could I do that? How could I stop beating up on myself when I'm X amount of dollars in debt and I have a family to raise and I have this? How can I not beat up on myself? I should have done things differently. Or I should have prepared better. Or I should have done this. I should have done that. Well, guess what? You can start right now. That's the most beautiful part about this life, is when you realize something, you can start it right now. When you feel that inspiration bubbling like butterflies in your belly, that's when you act on it. That inspiration, that energy that you feel of, oh yes, I should do this, that's the time to make the move. That's that energy at its peak. And when you channel that passionate energy into creating whatever it is that you wish, by just doing it, you're going to see that things start to unfold differently than they ever have before, and in a more fluid, malleable, and a much more beautiful way than they ever have before. When you get off your own back and you start recognizing how great you are, regardless of the things you may have done in the past to other people, whatever it might be, learn to forgive yourself first. Manifesting and creating abundance, or the perfect partner, or whatever it might be, the perfect house, which would be in alignment with abundance. You want to drive the nice car in alignment with abundance. You want to work the perfect job in alignment with your joy and abundance, of course. When you start feeling as if you already are, that's when the universe does the rest of the work. You just got to get out of the way of your source. You got to get your ego, which is not separate from your source. It's just an illusion from your source that everything is separate from you. But when you get the ego out of the way and you realize, I am one with everything in my reality, I am in alignment with the Creator. Creator and creation are one. As you focus your thoughts, your expectations, your actions, in a way, as if you already are that person, well, guess what? You become that person. It's what happens. It happens instantaneously. The moment that you decide, I am a new person, I'm a new woman, I'm a new man, and from this point forward, I will only think thoughts that serve my highest and greatest good. I will only take actions towards the things in my reality that serve my highest and greatest good. And when there is a contrasting experience that surrounds me, I'm not going to put too much energy into it. For example, I always use this example. When there's a little fender bender on the side of the road, on the freeway or the side of the road, wherever you live, most of the time, at least in Los Angeles, and I'm sure it happens everywhere else around the world, people will stop and they'll stare. They'll go, what's going on? Oh, that looks bad. Ooh, that's not good. Well, that type of energy doesn't necessarily serve you or the people that are dealing with it firsthand. I try my best every time I pass someone that is on the side of the road, I just send them a little prayer and I envision them driving off with a smile on their face. Even if it's a really terrible accident, I just envision those people, their family members, the surrounding cars, being surrounded by an impenetrable golden divine white light. That's just me. Violet comes up a lot for me as well, a violet light. Everyone has different colors that they see, that they feel, that they're in tune with. That's why you have a quote-unquote favorite color, and that's why your favorite colors usually change throughout your life. It's because a color is just a vibrational representation of energy, of vibration. Color is vibration. So when you imagine a protective light around yourself, around your loved ones, around those that you wish to be healthier, wealthier, wiser, happier, more excited, more inspired, you surround them with this light and it just makes you feel good. Now it of course assists them on a photonic level, photonic being light particles. It absolutely assists them because you're sending that vibrational magnetic energy to them, because they are a facet of your consciousness. So that's another really great way to conquer those self-destructive thoughts, is to not point out self-destructive thoughts, actions, patterns, behaviors in your surroundings. Transmute those destructive thoughts, actions, patterns, and behaviors into light. Because light is unconditional love. You say, how can light be unconditional love? Well, the sun It's a perfect example. In the same way that the sun rises each and every single day to provide us with heat, to provide us with food, crops, to provide us with the blessing of vegetation, with the blessing of keeping our planet at a certain temperature so we can operate on it. That light from the sun is absolutely unconditional. No one, no thing has to tell the sun to come up every day. That is unconditional love. The light from the sun is unconditional love. And you say, how can the light from the sun be unconditional love? Well, try this out. Next chance you get, go out into the sun, close your eyes, or keep them open, but don't stare too long in the sun. There is sun gazing that you can do at certain times of the day where it doesn't affect your irises or your corneas. That's another really powerful tool. But let's just start with feeling the heat, feeling the rays from the sun hitting your body, the photonic energy, the photonic light from the sun passing to and through your body. If it's a hot day, you might start to sweat a little bit. But if you just close your eyes or keep them open, I like to close mine. Close your eyes and open your arms and let the sun beam all over your body. Now you sit in the sun for 2 minutes, you're going to start to feel better. You sit in the sun for 5 minutes, you're noticeably going to start to feel better. That's why when people go to the beach and they get a tan, they feel so good. You never see anybody walking back from the beach with a grumpiness on their face unless they got stung by a jellyfish. But outside of that, you rarely would ever see someone walking or sitting on the beach or coming back from the beach or going to the beach with a frown on their face. You just don't see it. Now, why is that? Is it that the beach is magical? Yes, it absolutely is. It's also that the sun is magical. And when you're on the beach, chances are you have access to the sun, so as long as it's before 5:30, 6 o'clock. Here in LA. Doesn't matter what time, all time is right now. My amazing partner in Universal Consciousness 1111, she lives in London. So we'll do FaceTimes. And it'll be light, bright sun high in the sky where I'm at and dark as night where she is. But we're still able to communicate because all time is now. Right? You've communicated internationally, most likely. Or you've communicated with someone that might be in a different time zone. But that doesn't mean that you're not capable of communicating with them. It just means that they're in a different place on the planet where the sun shines differently. And then the moon comes up, and then the moon receives the light from the sun and illuminates the night. So the point of the sun being unconditional love and the light of the sun being unconditional love is in the exact same way. That when you learn to give your light, which is just energy, which is just thoughts, which is just actions, to anyone or anything that you feel within yourself needs a little bit more light, that's when you've just quantumly shifted into a new reality with a brand new you. So this loops us back down to forgiveness. When you choose to deliberately forgive yourself for the things that you have done, that you look back and you say, oh, how did I do that? Why would I do that to myself? Or why would I do that to someone I love? I was so stupid. That's okay. But don't hold on to that. And know that that person that made those actions and chose to make those decisions is not the same person that is thinking the thoughts, that feels guilty for making those decisions. So when you can recognize that you are actually shifting into a new beingness, into a whole new you, that's when that conscious shift happens and your reality starts to reflect it. Now, guilt, or aka the self-destructive thoughts and patterns, that little bully inside, guilt is a wonderful tool for teaching us exactly what we don't want to feel. See, when you have guilt, it gets stored in your cellular memory. When you have thoughts of being a victim to something in your reality, it gets stored in your cellular memory. So that means until you deliberately choose to let that go, like literally letting a memory go, or forgiving yourself, setting yourself free from the mental chains in which you've emplaced yourself in, that's when the universe, the internal universe, starts responding accordingly and starts saying through manifestations, okay, look at how your thoughts have changed. Here's something that is in perfect vibrational alignment with what you have chosen to experience due to you focusing your thoughts in a very specific way. Here it is. Good or bad. But when you let that guilt go, then it's only, for the most part, really positive. And when you stop beating yourself up for the things that you did in the past or the things that you wish that you did, you open the vibrational space within your consciousness to receive all that is that you wish to receive. So as long as you don't let those patterns stay fixed, stay stuck in those cellular memories, in the membranes of your cell. Now, it's been scientifically proven that thoughts and emotions get stored in a physical way. I've talked about this a few times on the show. Greg Braden, a wonderful physicist, mathematician, just scientist. He's awesome. Greg Braden was able to do this entire documentary based upon this, I believe she was Taiwanese, woman that had a 3-inch by 3-inch diameter tumor in her bladder. She tried chemotherapy, she tried all the Western medications. And then she decided that she was going to, as a last resort, try some Eastern work. So she went to this monastery and they taught her how to breathe. They explained to her that breath is life force. And when you don't breathe properly, you don't live properly. So they taught her how to breathe. She started doing these breathing patterns, these breathing techniques every day. They taught her how to think. They said your thoughts get stored in your cells. So if you're worried and you're thinking, oh, I have a tumor, oh, I have this, it's gonna get stored in the cells. And it actually assists the sickness in manifesting. That's why a lot of the times when people get sick and they fixate on it, they have a very difficult time healing themselves, as opposed to getting fixated on the excitement of being healthy. Now, those that get sick and then fixate on the excitement of being healthy heal so much quicker. There's been so many studies to prove that. So in the same way that your body can manifest an illness because of your thought patterns, your reality will manifest whatever vibrational equivalent you're in alignment with. So forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And forgive those that have harmed you, because that's another big thing. It's one thing to forgive ourselves, but it's another thing to still hold guilt towards other people, or resentment, or anger, or frustration. Because actually, by you holding that resentment, anger, and frustration, it's not that you are affecting them in any way. by you thinking negatively about someone else is not affecting you in any positive way. It's reinforcing it more and more and more and more within yourself. So then when you go and you look at that person, you see separation. And you think to yourself, how could that person have done that to me? I hate that person. How could they do that? Well, they actually were just a vibrational equivalent to your fears, to your misalignments, and bam, they manifested. But if you were to make the conscious and deliberate decision to forgive them, regardless of what they did, and I know it's an extremely hard thing to do, especially if it was something very, very traumatizing. Very, very hard. Could take years to get over. But self-forgiveness and forgiveness for others, which is actually just forgiveness for self, is the key to unlocking the pathway and the doorways to everything you wish to experience in your life. We tend to forget that we hold on so tightly to what's happened in the past and simultaneously hold on so tightly to what we want to happen in the future. You know, the ascended masters like Buddha, his big teaching is let it go. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. It just means that your joy is not contingent upon whether it's there or not. You're going to be happy no matter what. You're going to be excited no matter what because it feels so much better than beating up on yourself, than counting the things that you did wrong and how I could have done it differently. And that's all well and good, but it's just not serving you. It's just not. It's serving your lower self. It's serving your shadow. Now, this concept was introduced to me by a dear friend of mine by the name of Justin. Justin and I were doing a healing session, a healing ceremony, not too long ago. And Justin starts explaining this concept to me of a shadow. He goes, what happens when the light reflects off of your physical body and it casts a shadow? He says, what dimension is that shadow operating in? And it got me thinking. I was like, whoa, what a deep question. Right? What dimension, when the light is shining on you and creates a shadow, what dimension is that shadow in? Well, that shadow really only has one dimension. Essentially, it's just like a pen on a piece of paper. Now, if you were to incorporate the thickness of the piece of paper, then you could call it two dimensions. But I'm just talking about the actual existence of the shadow. So when a light is placed upon ourselves, we cast a lower dimensional version that mimics everything that we do. You guys remember playing shadow puppets? You create a little alligator with your hands and he eats the other alligator or whatever kind of puppets you did. Those are my, I like to make alligator shadow puppets. Well, it's like it's on a movie screen. It's like it's a flat screen. You know, you hold up the flashlight and then you put your fingers in front of it. Now, your fingers are operating in a third slash now fifth dimensional state. So then we started talking more and more and more and he says, wow, something just occurred to me. In the same way that when light casts a shadow on your third slash fifth dimensional body, depending on where your consciousness is, that's a whole other show, it projects a one dimensional version of it. So Justin brought up this phenomenal concept and he said, what if we are shadows of our higher selves? What if we are shadows of our seventh dimensional selves? And that's when it clicked. And I said, oh my gosh, you just said it. That's what it is. The reason why we are in this density, the reason why Paramahansa Yogananda in his book, The Autobiography of a Yogi, or actually the autobiography of Paramahansa Yogananda, autobiography of Yoga. He talks about being able to move mountains with his mind. He talks about being able to bring his best friend back to life after being pronounced dead for 3 days by dropping a 3 drops of a rose petal in the middle of his forehead. This is an autobiography written by an extremely honest man. He was a yogi. That's all he did. He wouldn't lie to anybody. He practices quantum physics. He practices playing with his energy. He practices playing with his mind in higher dimensional states. So in the same way that Paramahansa was able to access these higher dimensional states, he raised his vibration and he transcended third dimensional physics. The physics that you hear on TV and that you hear, you know, on the shows, and if you watch a History Channel, you know, there's quite a few shows that do revolve around physics. Well, those physics are only, for the most part, now some of these physics are multidimensional, but majority of these physics only operate in the third dimension. When you break out of the third dimension and you embody a fifth dimensional version of yourself, you've now transcended the laws of third dimensional physics. So this shadow that we cast when light is casted upon us is a lower dimensional version of ourselves. Now then let's take it to what a lot of spiritual leaders have talked about is the shadow self. The shadow self is a representation of the lower dimensional self. That's what it is. So when you think these thoughts, you're keeping yourself in a victimized mentality, in a slave to your own mental chains. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Forgiveness for yourself, forgiveness for others, forgiveness for humanity, forgiveness for political leaders, forgiveness for radicalists, forgiveness for all beings. And when you forgive them and stop putting your energy into what they're doing wrong, there will be a quantum shift in your reality. You can only experience what you are a vibrational equivalent to. Nothing else. It would break the laws of physics. It would break the laws of universal physics, of quantum understanding, the laws of magnetism, the laws of vibration, the laws of attraction, the laws of momentum. It would literally shatter the universe. So, you know, does that make sense? If these laws weren't in place, our planet couldn't be spinning on its axis. It's the only reason why it's spinning on its axis is because it's solidified by magnetic poles. It has magnetic poles. It has magnetism. There's a fabric of space and time. Albert Einstein proved this to us. When you travel the speed of light, time stops or slows down. But when you actually travel not at just the limit that the third dimensional mind understands light to go, but when you travel at the speed of a photonic light, there is no time. Two photons that are in same vibrational alignment can be on complete opposite sides of the universe and be doing the exact same thing, just like a shadow. When the light is casted upon you and you put your hands up and you make little alligators, well, there's going to be the alligators that project themselves because you're making them. So when you shift your consciousness into higher dimensional states, into understanding that everything is one and one is everything and I am one with everything, everything is oneness. There is no separation. The illusion of separation is given to us by our concept of the ego, of the ego mind. But the ego mind, even in and of itself, is not separate from the source. The source and the ego are one, just like a DNA strand. That DNA strand would be nothing without its second helix. There wouldn't be life. So it's not that one helix is better than the other, it's that they work and they dance together to create life. So you must learn that the illusion of separation is a program. It's a program that your consciousness is perceiving through a certain egotistical fractalization. Now, what I mean by that is every thought that you think has its own fractal. Every thought has its own placement in space and time. Every action has its own placement in space and time. So let's loop around to the concept of the show, which is forgiveness. When you forgive yourself, when you forgive others, and when you surround them with that loving photonic quantum light, once again, love, very cliche, love is the answer. But it's cliche for a reason. Love is the answer. You should learn to love the facets of yourself that you used to not love. Learn to embrace the people in your life that you used to see as dogmatic, that you used to see as stuck in their own patterns. Let them be and envision them as you wish them to be so. As you continue to envision them and see them in this light, your consciousness will project a perfect vibrational equivalent of that person that is a match to you. In the same way that that Taiwanese woman was able to heal her 3-inch by 3-inch diameter tumor in under 3 minutes, completely dissolved by energy healers, but it's not the healers that did it, it's her that did it. It was her belief in the energy healers that did it. Make sure to check that video out. Greg Braden, G-R-E-G-B-R-E-D-D-E-N. You just type in cancer tumor. It'll come up. Check it out on YouTube. There's a whole documentary on it. But another facet in which he talked about, which is what today's show is dedicated to, is forgiving herself. She held on to so much guilt. She held on to all of these facets within her life that she never knew how to heal. So she just would think about it and it would be problematic. And then it would literally tell the cellular memory of her body to store these thoughts. Oh, that's a problem. Oh, that's bad. Oh, what's wrong? Let it go. Focus on what makes you feel good. Understand that the person you were when you took these actions that you regret taking is completely separate from the person that you are today. You are a brand new person when you choose to shift your thoughts from one vibrational construct or one neuropathway construct to another. When you choose forgiveness for yourself and others over resentment towards, oh, they weren't there for me, or they should have done this for me because I did this for them, that's holding on to resistance. That's holding on to this lower dimensional, denser energy that doesn't allow you to align yourself with the wholeness of who you are. When you make the conscious decision to forgive yourself, to forgive others around you, to see them as a reflection of you, as the Mayans said, in la keche ala ken, I am you as you are me, I love you as I love myself. That's when the cord opens up and crystallizes, and the light flows through in a way that it may never have done so before. And when you maintain that light, when you maintain that excitement, when you maintain that joy, for whatever period of time you're able to do so, the universe will indefinitely start responding. It is quantum law. Can't break that shit. Not even if you tried. So today's show has just been a reminder. We gave you some tools to practice and exercise forgiveness for yourself, forgiveness for others. How to overcome those self-destructive thought patterns, self-destructive actions. Apply these laws. Embrace these laws. Become one with these laws, for they operate within your consciousness. Know that you have the power to be, do, and have anything that you wish to experience. There are no limits through your power of creation what you're capable of manifesting for yourself, for others, and for your planet. Really powerful stuff, guys. Really, really powerful stuff. Once again, I'm your host, Davey. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. We were inspired by many people today. I want to give a shout out to the one and only Dr. Michelle. Here, every Friday at 11, on the couch, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for inspiring today's concepts of forgiveness. And thank you so much for inspiring today's concepts of exercising self-compassion. And in your words, as you told me, beating that inner bully, right? Really, really powerful. I want to thank each and every single one of you for having the courage to heal yourself and to let go of those old, negative, destructive thought patterns that don't serve your quantum greatness. Thank you, and I honor your power. Feel free to email me anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, inspiration, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to tune in every Sunday, 1 o'clock. Follow us on Twitter, @GoodVibeStation. You can also follow Dave's Good Vibration Station sister Instagram, @UniversalConsciousness.1111. Love you guys with all of our hearts, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace! Woo!